Did you knit?
Yes, I learned to knit as a child. I very successfully started, but I did a lot of knitting when I was older. I mean,
did you? What
all
sort
the
of
children's
did you knit?
well, I mean, all the babies' clothes were hand knitted in very fine wool, like their little vests and all those things were all hand knitted. And then, of course, you made their tops, their little leggings, their suits. Everything was handmade in pure wool.
And it was pure wool.
Oh, pure wool, yes.
Yes,
things, yes,
yeah,
yes.
That's right. What sort of colours did you use?
Oh, not dark colours like
no.
they have now. Pretty delicate colours that suit, I think, suit babies. Yes.
What about the needles you knitted on? Were they bone or were they
steel?
They were
bone needles mainly, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And did you use patterns or could you make things up out of your
hand? Oh,
pattern?
No, I used to buds, yes.
And
a lot of the magazines used to have patterns in
they?
Them,
yes,
regular
yes,
patterns.
Yes. And what about, you knitted for the babies, you say, did you knit for yourself?
Oh yes, I knitted for myself too. When I was at business, I used to take knitting to do in the trains, knitting on the train on the way to London. Yeah.
And did you knitted for the babies, did you knit for the children?
Oh yes.
What about your husband?
Well, yes, when he was home after the war, yes, of course. Oh, yes, I knitted him pullovers and things like that.
During the war, did you knit?
Yeah, well, if you'd got it, you used to undo things in those days.
You
would undo things and wash the wool and then you'd knit it up into something else.
Really?
Yes.
So, during the war, did you knit for the troops or anything like that? Some people were doing that, weren't they?
No, that was more the young women, you know, was food, more or less, but they were kept pretty busy.